Good morning. Welcome to the game room.
This is the Lefty. We are going to talk a little bit about the MakeStick Pro. It is a new, well, semi-new, joystick case that you can order through Focus Attack. I believe it's $58, $57. And what this thing does for you is if you have any sort of inclination to build your own custom fight stick from the ground up, this gets you in the door with a really well-built, nice, heavy case with a lot of cool features and options built in for cheap. Instead of having to go and find someone's used joystick or buy a brand new $300 joystick and gut it, you can pretty much buy this, and it's really well supported through the community and in Focus Attack. You can get plexiglass, you can get artwork done, you can get a lot of stuff done. It accepts lots of buttons. It's really spacious inside. It's got a nice, I'd say it's an eighth of an inch plate on the bottom to give you a lot of weight. All in all, I'm really happy with it. It has the ability to have up to 13 buttons on it, which is cool. I believe the one I have is just the standard one, and it has the Vuelix style layout. Also, the start button is in the top right corner on the face, the play area, which I've always liked. I really think that that's cool. That's a 24 millimeter, I believe, for all the edge, all the buttons on the top of the machine, not the actual play area, but on the back of the machine, I guess, the top of the joystick. It's really cool. They even give you instructions on the website of how to be able to install different parts if you want more buttons or less buttons, where you can drill them out and stuff, and what to use. It's actually really idiot-proof. If you don't know what you're doing and you just want to try it, it's still worth the $100 worth of parts to try. But it's something that I'm going to start using to try to help bolster my joystick sales by going to Lefty's Arcade Customs. It's a new place I'm building right now. It's not up yet, but my wife's helping me, and we're going to be able to sell these MakeStick Pros from Focus Attack, on our site with all the stuff installed. So we'll be putting Brooks Universal Fight Boards in there. They are really nice. I've already installed one for my personal stick, and it's a really nice board. I mean, it's small. It's a little bit bigger than a credit card, but that's about it. It has your screw connectors for all your wires. It's got three or four different grounding points. It's just a nice board. It goes well with a lot of different colors. If you want to have a plexi bottom so people can see the inside of your machine, it looks nice. Inside of your stick, rather. I always say machine. I don't know why. But overall, I'm really happy with it. The plexiglass comes standard to be able to accept the Korean Mindshin Fanta sticks, which have the hub on the top. If you're not familiar with Korean fight sticks, a lot of the Korean fight sticks from Crown and then later Fanta, they have a raised hub. It's about, I don't know, probably an inch and a half, 2 inches raised from the top of the where the normal dust cover would be on like a JLF or a Sanwa stick, a standard Japanese stick. From there, it's raised up quite a bit. It's about an inch round, I think, maybe a little bigger. And what that does is that gives you a little more. It's designed in the stick to give you more mobility, and it has a dust cover installed on top of that. And that's where the Korean sticks are very good at returning to neutral, and they have a rubber grommet system for resistance. It has a rubber resistance system. It doesn't use any springs. And it works really well. It uses leaf switches or lever switches for the bottom. And it's just a really, in my opinion, it's probably the best stick you can get on the other side of the spectrum of like a Sanwa or a Saimetsu. If you play Street Fighter and stuff, a lot of people are slowly converting over to Korean. A lot of them are still using JLFs. There's nothing wrong with JLFs. JLFs are really good sticks. I have quite a few of them, and I'm really happy with them, but I really wanted to try something a little different. And so far, I really can't say anything bad about them. They last a long time. the replacements for the rubber grommets are like $7 or $8, and they last like a year or more. It's really great. It's a really nice stick, and I installed that in that Make Stick Pro, and I'm really having a good time with them. I'm playing a little bit of Tekken Tag, a little bit of Street Fighter V, and both games, it's really working well. But definitely the choice stick for 3D fighters. I mean, they even have a Help Me edition, Ming Shin Fanta or Crown. I think it's Crown that makes that one. And I think it's like an FK Help Me edition. And it's basically a low profile version of the Ming Shin Fanta, with a little shorter throw, I think. And there's a couple little customized things about it, but it's not much. It's about the same price. I think it's like $23, $24. And if you want to try it, it's definitely worth it. And I'm going to be supplying those with the sticks that I'm going to be building here soon. So it just comes to me waiting for them to be able to be ordered, and I'll ship them out. But it's so far things have been well. I haven't really done any recordings in a while, and it's, you know, it is what it is. It's just I've been so busy. We had Northwest Majors, and we had other things going on, and we have stuff going on at work again. And, you know, it's a poor excuse. You should always have time for having a good time and playing games and stuff. But, you know, it's a thing. So I had a good time at Casuals in Northwest Majors. A lot of fun. Did some matches with Just Frame James. Ran into Eddie Ignacio again and played him a little bit, if I remember right. And we just had a good time with everybody. It was really good. Played Kawhi quite a bit. She kicked my ass pretty well with, I think it was Alyssa she was using, but we went back and forth. It was pretty good. We did a few matches of that. It was fun. But overall, just been focusing on the business, the shop end of things. I mean, yeah, I do podcasts and yeah, I do the stream and stuff on, the game room, but I'm really trying to expand this, as something I can try to do as like a, I don't know, like an eBay shop or an Etsy shop or just a website. And if I can get that up and running pretty well, I think it'd be a good opportunity, especially for the local guys in Seattle and Tacoma, to be able to have stuff built with a pretty good turnaround. I've already got two that I'm almost finished with that people wanted fixed. So repairs aren't usually a big deal. It's the whole fabrication from start to finish for the wood sticks that are just a pain in the ass. So, you know, it's not that it can't be done. It's just the amount of time and money and labor it takes to get them just the way I want when I ship them out. It's just not really worth it to me. I would much rather use something like this Make Stick or a faux hammer, something that's pre-built, pre-cut, and then I just do the custom fabrication as I need it. These Make Sticks work really well with Nutrik adapters. I've got Nutrik A to B pass-throughs that are just, I mean, if you've never used a Nutrik adapter, it really, really helps clean up your stick. You won't have any wires hanging out. You won't have to worry about stuffing them into a compartment. Or I've seen guys, you know, try to use Comcast cable wraps and all this other crap to keep their wires cleaned up. You don't have to do any of that. With the Nutrik adapter, you order like a 10 or 15 foot cable. You keep that in your bag, your fight stick bag or your backpack or whatever. And when you need to play, you just pull your stick out and just connect the wire to the stick, just like the newer Mad Cats, I think TE2s have. I think the Razer Aatrox and a couple of the other ones have that too, where they have a connector that connects them together. The difference is that these are A to B USB cords, and it's really cheap and cost-effective, whereas if you lose or break your cord on the Mad Cats, I think on eBay I've seen them going for like $30 for these cables. And it's just, ugh, it's just not worth it. You can get that same length of cable for like $5 off the internet with a good gold contact system and everything. And no lag to speak of with the board. The Brooks Universal Fighting Board is, I'm really impressed with it. I know there's other stuff out there that's a little more exotic, that is more expensive and has a few more features with like the really old consoles, but this board for $89, I think, on Focus Attack, gives you not only your PS3, PS4 compatibility with no timeout, no lag, but it also gives you the ability to play on 360 as well as Xbox One, which is really, really nice. I mean, especially guys that play Killer Instinct as well as other stuff on the PS4, especially with Tekken 7 coming out, it's actually a really nice board to get into to be able to play pretty much everything. The other thing I really like about it is it has multiple command cancel built in. I forget what the actual acronym is because I'm an idiot. I think it's SOMDC or something, or SODC or something. I'm an idiot. I don't remember. But it basically allows the board to interpret commands as a single input as well as a double input when it's needed, which is actually really nice. It does cause some really weird effects on Tekken in command history, because I'll go for, I play Law. If you've never listened to any other recording, I play Law. If I go into Dragon Sign Stance canceling or DSS cancels, sometimes it'll show my kicks, my kick inputs as both kicks. When in reality, it's, you know, right kick, left kick, right kick, right? That's the input normally to do kicks or whatever for DSS. If you do it your normal speed and normal pace that you need to get the just frame version or the best inputs possible for DSS, it'll actually give you right kick, both kicks, left kick, right kick. It's weird. Sometimes it gives you both inputs, both kick inputs in between each input for kicks. It does do it for punches too, but it really actually works well for throws. For buffering inputs for throws and special throws and stuff, because it'll give you the double button inputs when you need them, but it doesn't if you don't. It sounds weird. It's almost like it gives it a one-frame lead-in to being double inputs if you're tapping or drumming the buttons, and then all of a sudden it breaks off and goes back to the single input. Now, I updated the firmware to verify that it wasn't like a glitch with it or something I'm doing wrong, but for some reason, it still keeps doing that. And I'm pretty sure it's because it's doing that dual input response. It's basically kind of reading it and trying to figure out what inputs you're trying to hit, not just mechanical inputs of left or right or both. It doesn't really affect your inputs at all that I've noticed. It doesn't make anything come out funny or weird. More or less, it's just me getting used to the Korean stick that's doing any input issues on my end. 9 times out of 10, you can almost always assume that the input issues are on the person and not on the hardware, unless you're using really cheap hardware. So I'm also using, currently I'm using the, at least in this MakeStick Pro that I'm building as like a test one, I'm using the Cherry MX switches. I think they used to be under the tag of a Gamer Finger, was a company that was making them. And all it essentially is a very, very small circuit board that is shaped very much like a silencer for the inside of the Sanwa buttons. So it's kind of like a half circle with two fingers or two ears coming off of it. And what this does is the circuit board has the actual keyboard Cherry switch installed and soldered to it, and then you hit your buttons with special caps that go into the Sanwa buttons. So it's basically a conversion kit. You can buy them from Paradise Arcade. I think Itoki used to have Gamer Finger. I don't know if they do anymore. But I think the company kind of went belly up. They were talking about doing screw-type buttons, and they never really did anything with it. And that was the last I heard of them. You can go on their website and still see them, but I don't know if they sell them. I don't know how much they are. But these weren't too expensive. I think for the color cap that you wanted, the wire that comes off the button itself and the actual button and circuit board and stuff, it was like $3 a button, $3.50 a button. So it's pretty much the same price, or very close to the same price, as just buying Sanwa buttons. The only downside is you're not getting the actual whole button. You're just getting that button cap, that color cap that you want. And I ended up getting like clear and smoke gray. The benefit of these buttons, though, and the reason I installed them on here to test them out, is they're color-coded. So the switch inside, the Cherry switch inside each one of these buttons, is color-coded for different things. Like the blue ones that I have in there right now have a noticeable bump, a tactile feel. Like you can feel the bump of the button when you push them in. And it works really well to help verify inputs and making sure you're not missing inputs at certain times. So you can have your fingers kind of draped or crossed over the buttons, ready to hit your input at a specific time for just frames or for, you know, a 2D fighter like Guilty Gear or something. You really have to hit an input at a specific time. You can have your finger over the button and push down just a little bit more, and you'll feel the bump, and you know that it's been activated right then. So it's kind of cool. They have other colors. They have black, they have clear, they have brown, and these are all the colors of the micro switch. These are not the colors of the buttons. And each one has a different feel, a different amount of poundage, resistance on them. Some of them have clicks or bumps like the blue ones do. Others don't. Others are just a smooth push like the reds. I think I ordered browns too, and the brown ones basically are the exact same as the blues, but they don't have the bump. They basically are just, you push all the way down, you feel a little bit of a resistance before the switch is activated, and that's it. But really cool. I like them. I'm probably going to switch back to Sanwa buttons, though, just because I have more color options with the Sanwa buttons, and I really don't notice a huge play, gameplay experience increase with them. I can see where some people that are playing very, very input-specific stuff, or people that are practicing for, like, Electric Winds or Omen Thunder God Fist with the Mishimas or Hihachi, I mean, or other people doing really, really specific combos with specific just frames, could use one or two of those buttons with the same matching cap to match the rest of their arcade stick layout and their art style, but still be able to have that tactile feel on one or two buttons. That's something I've been thinking about doing. You can customize that one or other button to make it a specific way that you want, which is nice. They're almost tunable, you know. It's kind of cool. It's almost like tuning a car, you know. You can just drive the car stock, or you can tune it, you know, make it do a little more, do something a little different. So it's an option. It's something I'm going to probably feature on my shop, but it's not going to be something I'm going to personally use, unless I really find a certain color switch that I really fall in love with. But yeah, overall, I give a thumbs up to the Make Stick Pro. It seems really, really cool. It works really well. It's got a really nice weight. Like I said, it really feels comfortable on your lap or on a tabletop. It has four rubber feet installed that are pretty beefy. They don't seem to slide around much on them, which is good. The plexiglass has a nice clear plastic sheet over it to protect it, so the plexiglass looks perfect. I'm probably going to leave that clear sheet on it for a while so I don't scratch it or mess it up. But it's good. I mean, it seems really nice. It, like I said before, it features a lot of cool features. It's got a rubber plug on the top where the cord normally would come out of for normal boards. You can leave that rubber plug in, and then, like I did, I left the rubber plug in and I installed a Nutric adapter, like I said, that's a pass-through, so that my Universal Brooks board will have a USB coming out, connect to the Nutric adapter, and then would terminate outside the stick itself with a normal, with a USB B port, like a printer port. It looks like something you'd see on a normal printer. And from that wire comes off and is a USB. So it's, you know, it's, if you've never built a stick before or never seen a Nutric adapter, that's basically all it is. It's basically a pass-through. Works really well, though. I mean, you don't drop anything. You don't seem to have any signal loss. You can buy the cables you need in, like, 1 or 3 foot increments for the inside of your stick. So it's really clean. It looks good. It's, you know, overall, I'm really, really impressed with the Make Stick Pro. I'm probably going to keep featuring or carrying it on the shop once I get the shop up. It was more of an experiment for me to see how good a $50 stick enclosure with a bunch of features built in would be, and I'm overall very happy with it. Very happy with it. It's a very cool. It looks nice. It looks like a cross between a original TE stick without the sides being angled or beveled, and a old Street Fighter 4 stick. You know, I know they both came from Mad Catz, but they both had different styles to them, the shapes and stuff. And this seems really, really clean. It's almost like a shorter Vuelix case that you'll see from HRAP, the Hori Real Arcade Pros. They used to make a Vuelix model that's, I think it's like $400 right now. It's hard to get. It's expensive. It's a very nice layout. It looks just like a Vuelix cab if you play on arcades at all. In Japan or Korea, they usually have Vuelix cabs floating around. Not every place, but a lot of places, especially in Japan. And the button layout is arguably the best, like, Street Fighter, 2D fighter button layout I've ever seen. It works really well for Tekken, really well for other games. You'll have extra buttons, obviously, on your play area, but who cares, you know? If you're that iffy about it, get some button plugs and just cover the holes up. But I will be placing pictures on my Twitter and as well as, you know, on the stream and other things. I'll be showing it off once I get the stream up. I'll probably be doing that this weekend, I'm hoping, if I'm not busy. And that'll be it for now. It was really good talking to you guys again, and I will keep you up to date on any new stuff I start throwing on the store. Have a good one.